We're in the studio with O'Reilly Media's best-selling author and photography expert, Derek Story. Today, Derek interviews Julianne Cost, Adobe Photoshop evangelist and the author of Window Seat, The Art of Digital Photography and Creative Thinking. They discuss Adobe's new Lightroom application and how it may revolutionize digital photography.
We're both very interested in the new Adobe photo workflow application called Lightroom. And one of the things that fascinates me is that Lightroom is going to be one of those applications that help me go back to being a photographer again and not necessarily having to be a computer geek in order to get the sort of images that I want. And since I'm spending less time on the computer, I can spend more time taking pictures. And I love that. I love thinking about that. So welcome aboard, Julianne, and let's talk a little bit about Lightroom.
Thank you. One of the difficulties that educators throughout the United States have been facing when they're photo educators is that they really want to be teaching photography. They want to be teaching content and how to tell a story and how to sequence images and how to edit your images and things like that. And we've known that it's been difficult sometimes to integrate the computer and the digital workflow into the teaching of photography, especially because, you know, photo educators across the United States, we're talking about everything from the educators at RIT who have phenomenal amounts of equipment to your local community college who can't even really require that their students buy a camera, much less a mid-range digital camera these days. So how do we teach? That's always the question there, is how do we teach photography to all of these students and also teach them workflow? And that's exactly where Lightroom comes in.
I think it's fabulous because when I look at Lightroom and I start playing with it, suddenly I go, this is an application written for photographers and photographers only. I mean, Photoshop is a fabulous application, but it serves a lot of masters. When I sit down with Lightroom, I go, hey, this is done by people who know photography.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. I think our engineering team and our product development team has done a phenomenal job. And one of the reasons that we've gotten so much feedback and we're able to build this product is that we opened it up as a public beta. So it's not just a bunch of engineers sitting in a room designing what they think is right for photographers. It's actually engineers interfacing with photographers building the product for them. And I think the thing that excites me the most about it is I tend to think that I really do two different kinds of photography. I do what I would consider straight photography, where I'm actually creating an image from what it is that I see. And then I do a whole other kind of photography, which I tend to refer to as digital illustration, where it's somewhere in between the still image and film. So it doesn't have audio, it's not moving, so it's not cinematography like that, but it's a combination of different elements that I put together to get a story or to convey a point. The great thing about Lightroom is that it enables me with my straight photography to take, and you know, with digital, I'm just taking a lot more images than I ever was with film. So my biggest problem is how do I manage all of these? So Lightroom's really broken up into three different areas, and that's capture, right? How do you get the images into the computer, and how do you keyword them, and how do you rate them so that you can find them later? Then it's broken into developing the image, you know, like actually processing it. If you need to make changes, like changing the contrast settings or the tone curve or the white balance or making it black and white image, and then output. And this really resonates with photo educators because that's what they want to teach. They want to teach photography. How do you capture an image? How do you manage the image? Then how do you process the image? How do you make the most out of the photograph that you've taken? And then finally, how do you output it, whether it's print, whether it's web, whether it's for a slideshow presentation?
You know, what I really dig about it, and I love the first part with capture and organizing everything, but the part where I get excited about Lightroom is when we get to develop, because I think Lightroom is going to be fabulous for RAW shooters in particular, because you have Adobe Camera Raw sort of built into it. They've even adjusted it a little bit and made some nice adjustments, and now you can work with your RAW images in the same environment that you're cataloging them, that you're keywording them, and that ultimately you're going to be outputting them from. It's very seamless. It just flows. It just goes. You can round trip to Photoshop if you want, but a lot of times I'm mostly a straight photographer. And I think it'd be very rare that I have to go out of Lightroom to do something, maybe 10% of the time, a little bit of masking or something like that. So this workflow for RAW just screams.
I would agree, and it's so easy. You know, I mean, I've invested a lot of time, obviously, in mastering Photoshop, and I know that product, you know, pretty darn good. But, you know, it's amazing to me that I've learned this whole other product. I mean, you can learn it in like a week. And it's so intuitive because as you move through the different modules, you get the tools that you want for those modules. And I think that one of the points that we've really focused on is the develop module. So like you said, we've added enhancements that aren't even available in Adobe Camera Raw. We've really expanded the capabilities there because it's so essential that you make or you're able to create the best raw image. So we want to have the best raw processor out there. The other advantage, of course, to Lightroom is that not only can you work with your RAW files, you can also work with your TIFF files, you can work with your JPEG files, and it's all non-destructive. But the part I like the most about it is that once I've actually brought my images in and I've managed them, I can go ahead and output them, but I can also, like you mentioned, just right mouse click and jump over to Photoshop. So for my straight photography, it's phenomenal because the workflow is so quick. But when I want to go over and do my digital illustrations, it's like a right mouse click away. I go to Photoshop, I get all my layers, I get all of my dodging, my burning, my adjustment layers, my masking that I need. You know, even things like, you know, typographical elements or shapes or anything like that. It's just so close and they integrate so well that it's just going to be phenomenal.
You know, if you're a photographer out there and you're sort of thinking, you know, I really want to get back to taking great pictures and to really working with my camera and to thinking like a photographer and, of course, spending some time on the computer, but really going back to my photographic roots. And at the same time, if you're interested in RAW, I think this has Lightroom written all over it. And I think you should download that public beta and take a look at it. I think you're going to have a great time.
The only last comment I will make is that, you know, I use both Macintosh and Windows, and I know that we only have the Mac version available right now for the free download of the beta software, but you can go up on Adobe.com in the Lightroom area, and you can actually ask to be put on a mailing list so that when the Windows beta becomes available, we will notify you, and then you could go ahead and download that and try it out.
And I have heard more than one Adobe employee say that the actual release of the Windows version and the Mac version isn't going to be very far apart. So I think the Windows version is going to catch up rapidly. So this is going to be an application for you regardless of which platform you like to work on. Thanks a ton, Julianne. It's wonderful talking to you as always.
Thank you very much.
You can learn more about Adobe Lightroom by visiting digitalmedia.oreilly.com/Lightroom and browsing the insightful articles and weblog posts. Julianne's book, Window Seat, is available from oreilly.com and amazon.com. For more O'Reilly podcasts, visit www.oreillynet.com/podcasts.